Echo and Harper Audio present The Red and the Blue, The 1990s and the Birth of Political Tribalism by Steve Kornacki. Read by Ron Butler and Steve Kornacki.
Prologue. All the momentum was with Al Gore when November 7th, 2000 arrived. For much of the fall, he'd lagged a few points behind, stymied by clashing public attitudes toward his boss. The economy was humming, and voters were willing to credit Bill Clinton and his administration. But lingering revulsion over the president's affair with a former White House intern left them receptive to Republican candidate George W. Bush and his promise to restore honor and dignity to the office. Through this all, Bush had somehow managed to keep quiet a damaging secret, an old arrest for driving under the influence back when he was 30 years old. But just days before the vote, it had all come out, reinforcing the doubts about this son of a president and his maturity. Gore closed the gap in the final polls, even grabbed the lead in one, and now, as the election night returns rolled in, there was suspense that there hadn't been in at least a generation. The critical call came early, or at least it seemed to. At 10 minutes till 8, CBS's Dan Rather cut off the network's elder statesman, Mike Wallace, with an urgent bulletin. "Mike, excuse me one second. I'm so sorry to interrupt you. Mike, you know I wouldn't do this if it weren't big."